That'll flip on a faker just for tripping. like a breaker, take a different route to get whatever. The four letters S-L-I-M stand short for none better. However thou want it, what thou is how we on it. Ten commandments ain't enough if the grind ain't rock solid. Sound knowledge, then college, hustle hard, stayed honest. Been proven, pushing, pumping, the results are now upon us in the form of an empire. Go hard, get fly, put some down on wax just in case I really did die. Joint so rare that I can't even buy back, and they last forever, so God, I never tried that.
The schemes, the words, the rhymes, the hate, the love, the hustle, the grind, the hip hop, loving it and living my life.
Hey, you
know, true MCs never die. Can you feel me?
No, I got you, homie.
The words, the rhymes, the hate, the love, the hustle, the grind.
Can I talk my shit?
Loving it and living my life. You know, true MCs never die. Can you feel me?
Yo, yo, lo, bless you an MC. Turning all these wacky swag rappers to miss me. I'm like, kid, please, I keep machetes in the kid's sleeve. So you need an army if you ever go against me. Simply, my mind state ain't where it's supposed to be. So hopefully, these suckers take heed and won't approach you, G. I split them open, break them up. This is where I'm making blunt. Who is the fan? Your favorite girl. Wanna hang with us? These are the suck. And I'm itching to get them. Swear they flow sick, no sick. Meet them seats in the ceiling. About to renovate the game and we crash in the ceiling. Clean mess over everything. Tell them dad's in the building, yeah.
The schemes, the words, the rhymes, the hate, the love.
Stone, we kinda known for running this into the state. As far as sex is concerned, the trill niggas be flowing. Down her, we lacing them tracks just like a sew-in. Heart in my slang, it's a gift and a curse. I feel like the rent, I always get mentioned it first. Remember when all rappers would implicate the art? Man, those were the times like multiplication charts. Real MCs never die, real rap never lie. Not the one to chase seduces, I forever try. Even when we pass, our music will live on. But for now, we're trying to work on some Grammys to bring home. I'm out.
Because I tell you, the mainstream is a very comfortable place to be. But that's the problem. Slavery is comfortable. Freedom is what's difficult.
Bring every boy in the book, blow it up. It's a new era. It's a new millennium, baby. It's a new day.
It's about the craft, what it takes to write a rap, what goes on inside the head of the masses.
I represent for the borough, though. You know what I'm saying?
A gun with her, pills and some rum with her, put me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her, yeah, I'm in the ghost, but Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. I turn it up each and every Friday with nothing but the hottest and independent music. All my indies, call me up right now, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521.
Right,
and press the one button to be heard. Also, jump in my chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And get on the spot, on the ground with me. Let's go to the call rounds and get some love. 909, holla at me, baby.
What's going on, Queen? Hotep, this is J-Real the Realist.
Oh, J-Real the Realist is live in the building. What's going on, King P?
Nothing much. Just sitting here cooling, chilling out to the sounds and smooth vibes of Diva.
I'm loving that. This girl is on fire.
Yes, I was liking that. I was feeling that. I tuned in just in time to catch a bit of that.
Oh, most definitely. Big shout out to DJ Genius. He actually did that mix, and he was like, Diva, I want you to check out the mix that I did for the Girl on Fire cut. And I was like, oh, this is definitely dope. So big shout out to DJ Genius. Follow him on Twitter, at Genius. That's at Genius. And show love to him and tell him Diva said, what up? J-Real the Realist, you got some stuff going on. I was checking you out on Twitter. You got some music that you dropped. Tell everybody about it, King.
Oh, yeah, I dropped it yesterday. For those who are not aware, I dropped a Real Love album. Yeah, I dropped it on Valentine's Day. It's Real Love, but it's an ongoing thing, and we need to show the people that we care about love all year round, not just one day. So, you know, don't just wait till Valentine's Day to buy your girl something. Get her something, you know, on the way home or whatnot. But yeah, I dropped that yesterday. It's 11 tracks, Pure Heat, me, myself, and three R&B artists, Chase Aaron, Ace Fam of Ace Fam, Rome the Rider of Cali State, and T-Ron Coleman, which is an independent artist. He's not really with a label or anything like that. He's out of Watts. I know him very well. He's a very good singer. And what I wanted to do is put a project together to show basically just the other side of us, more aggressive men, you know, the men who really don't come home and sit down and say, baby, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. They're able to take these 11 songs and let their girl hear it, and she can get an idea of, okay, my man don't talk to me all the time, but I see where he's coming from, and I know that he loves me. So everybody go check that out. Once again, it's Real Love via Bandcamp and $5 downloads, you know. I try and keep it simple and affordable for people to enjoy the music. So go ahead and cop that. It's beautiful. And like I said, I'm the only hip-hop artist on it, so only rapper you're going to hear on it is my voice. But they're killing it. My boys are killing it. And it's good, especially all you ladies out there. I think you're going to really, really feel this one.
I'm definitely going to go ahead and support that, King. Definitely for sure. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. J-Real the Realist.bandcamp.com. That's J-Real the Realist.bandcamp.com. I'm going to go to that right now. We're going to get into some more music. Make sure y'all support my King. $5 is a small thing to a giant. And if you a giant, you should be copping that right now. It's your girl, the Ethical Bean. You now tuned in live with Frontline Friday. Each and every Friday, we on the front line. Squad up. Let's get into some hot music right now. I want to get into this cut. Let's see. Where is it? It's by Scientific. Big shout out to Scientific. It's called Nothing Without You. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You know I'm on the spot, on the grind.
It's you I'm looking up to right now.
There's troubles every day.
I'ma give it all to you. Lord, you my father, my savior. It's time to put on my best behavior. For your love, I embrace you. You were worthy, my life I gave you. The devil had me lust in his cold word. No hope, talk, life is over. Did he have dreams, but now I'm getting older. When I need a rest, then you give me a shoulder. When friends despised me, it was a lesson. Next thing you rain down, showers of blessing. I seen miracles and angels. You my one and only, Lord, I believe.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. this is why I pray. Make me a better man.
In the making, with all these prophecies on me, I know success is my company. When times went bad, my faith grew stronger. When breakthrough came, your words last longer. I gotta reach my destiny when I'm gone. My soul reign eternally. No matter how I sing, you still got mercy. If you talk like men, you would have to curse me. I seen miracles and angels. You my one and only, Lord, I believe.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you.
Word. I could have been dead by now, but I'm still alive, and I'm grateful. Scientific, J-So, Wonder World, baby, Skilly, you heard, keep your head up, man. Love ya, love ya, love ya.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you.
good. It's your girl Shawana in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh patties, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty sour tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Coming from my upper,
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at divaspotradio.com.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
I know you're going to dig this.
Check 1, 2.
This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Phenomenal Radio,
the new station of Washington.
Your love anymore.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me. There's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So
turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
Y'all know what to do. Turn your volumes up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary K, a.k.a. Miss Motivation, b.k.a. Miss Phenomenal. Make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. I'm broadcasting this thing all the way in Washington University. Play stand up, Seattle, stand up, Olympia, stand up. Everybody stand up and tune in now to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. I got my special girls up in here. I got my missionary girls up in the studio with me. We in here turning it up, getting it in, eating some nice food. Ain't nothing like being a queen, man. I'm telling you, I can testify to that situation. My homeboy J. Real the Realist is live in this thing. J. Real, how are you enjoying that mix, King?
Man, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
We got all my West Coast family, too. Everybody that's tuning in live over there, Diva got love for y'all. I swear I do.
Man, you know, well, I can't speak on nobody else's side, but I can speak for South Central Los Angeles. You know, we got all the love in the world for the queen.
Oh, man. I'm so ready to come over there, King. I got everything together. The young king is going with grandpa this summer in Jersey. I got the money right. I'm coming, baby. Coming.
We're going to slap something on the grill and welcome you with open arms.
Most definitely. You know, I get love from all the West Coast. I got dope up in here. Dope-ass music. No S's, no C's live in this piece. Dope, what's going on, baby?
Hey, man, what it do? You know what I mean? I'm just over here eating on the wind. Stop.
What, dope? I couldn't hear you say it again.
I said I'm over here getting this wing stop in my system.
I know that's right.
He said the wing stop.
Yeah, boy, Bay Area in the building, you know what I mean? So we got LA, we got the Bay, you know what I'm saying? West Coast all up in here, you know what I'm saying? You know we got Washington in the house.
West Coast is the best coast, baby. Squad up. I got a hot track for you. And also, let me go back to my Twitter, because in the midst, when I was in the middle of the mix and I was listening, I'm going to J. Real the Realist Band Camp, and I'm going download Real Love. Yes, I am. I'm going to pay for it, because I love to support all my young kings and my queens out there who's putting a positive message out in their music, and not just doing it for the money. You know, like we always say, anybody can be popular, but a real king and a real queen is effective. So I'm hitting the buy now button. That's where I'm at. I'm a matter of fact, I'm gonna just go to show for y'all so I can go ahead and buy this. I'm gonna get my debit card. I'll be back.
Well, I hope that everybody has the same intensity. Don't let the price fool you. Know I'm not a money hog or a money hungry type of dude. This is actually the first album in my 16-year stint of doing music that I've ever charged anybody for my gift and my talent. So don't look at it like, oh, he's just trying to make a dollar. We just, the other artists on this project, I want to give them a support system also, because I know what it's like to be an independent artist
and have to work hard, and you really don't see no residuals, and sometimes it makes you want to give up. And I want to let these young brothers, these young singers, with these dudes with these pipes, you know, one being as young, I mean, as 20, 21, with these phenomenal pipes, and give them a chance, you know, to get out there and shine like everybody else, because everybody got 16 bars, but not everybody can show that talent with them pipes. You know, you can hear a dude rapping and be like, oh, that was cool, you got your own style. But if you hear somebody sing and they can't sing, you're going to know it. It's just that, you know.
Well, you definitely. Go ahead, y'all. I'm in PayPal.
Hey, I was about to say, hey, that's no doubt. So he was over there. He was spitting the real. You know what I mean? Because I'm working on my first actual album where I'm gonna charge people, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? I've been in the red for so long. It's time to go ahead and put some black in it. Because you know.
Yeah, you understand me?
Yeah, you know what I mean. But at the end of the day, I realized for all you rappers that want to charge on your first album and don't nobody know who you are, you set yourself up to go double wood. You know what I'm saying? You got to first build up the clientele.
You going to go double wood.
You need to know what your market is. And then you got to make sure that these people are willing to spend anywhere from 99 cents to $10 for your music. If you ain't got that, don't charge nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's understandable. I know all people who listen to music are not consumers, meaning buyers of music like that. You know, a lot of people just don't have the income, disposable income to just spend on music. But within this project, specifically what I'm talking about with this project, it's really something that not only I want the ladies to download and enjoy the music, but the guys too, and really not just for them as individuals, but for them to be able to take it and say to your girl, you know, hey, this is how I feel. I really, you know, I'm not the one to come sit in front of you and, you know, get fresh off the block and come in front of you and Dr. Phil you. You know, you can sit down and listen to this and get a little bit of what I really feel and how I'm feeling about you in this album. And I know it's a little short and less the songs, but the impact that it has is beautiful. Like I said, these dudes are talented. They're very talented individuals. And it took me a minute to kind of chime in on these guys and do a project, an individual project, and be it that I'm the only rapper or only person spitting on the project, it gives you more of that R&B feel as a whole.
I like that R&B feel, you know, the music, and we need to bring the love back into the music anyway, because somehow we got off track and just started not loving each other, disrespecting one another, disrespecting our temples and carrying on. But, you know, I'm here to bring light to the situation and love, and I'm just happy to be able to support with my diva bucks and my diva support, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. $5, you know, that's something small. You spend that on a dollar menu if you think about it. But I, from what I have experienced with Jay Ritterilla's music and talking to this king and, you know, us sharing conversations, you know, I know this is going to be good. So it's nothing for me to just put down that little $5 on my little debit card. You got Diva Bucks and Support King is there. And I got 6 minutes before it downloaded, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm definitely going to enjoy it. And that's what it's all about. People can say they support you and that they care about you, but if they don't show up for you or tell somebody about you or invest into you, then that's not true support. You can jawjack me all day, but it ain't going to get me nowhere. But that's why I put on Facebook earlier today, you know, I'm investing my money and time where it counts the most. And that's real. I work hard for everything that I have. And the type of person I am, and I just thank God for revealing my purpose to me, I have a special gift, and there's something about me that I can make people feel like $1 million. And I'm just realizing that. But it's all genuine. I have the ability to make people feel and give them motivation like they can do anything. And my love is so pure that, you know, people just be like, wow, Diva is genuine. They ain't seen that in a long time. But it's okay, because there's still people out there like me. I'm just saying.
That's better than me. One in a million. One in a million. And we need that, if you don't, you know, mind me speaking real quick, you know, we need that unity. We need that. We need that fire back as a people. We really need to figure out who we are. And in order to figure out where we need to be, and I am not trying to, like, preach no sermon, and how I'm going to relate that to this music is that a lot of us, if we don't do nothing, we're going to find a way to relieve our stress and our problems through whatever music we choose to listen to. Mm-hmm. And you got really, it's just like food, people. It's what you take into your body can do damage to your temple. And the same thing for the music. What you're taking into your mind, into your ears, can be dangerous to your mental, to your temple, to your, you know, your mind, your third, what we call the third eye, when we get to speaking about metaphysics and things of that nature. But we have to really understand that when we're taking in, sometimes it's cool to have the music that we know to be mainstream, if that's what you're going to be, but take the time out to listen to other things, to put your mind in different modes of thought. To this is what it brings, and this is why, as a hip-hop artist who's known for killing bars, that's what I'm known for, you know, it's killing bars, I said, let me take the time out not to just be different or do something different, because I got so much criticism for Real Love. People were calling me, leaving me messages. It's like, bro, what the hell is this? Two mixtapes ago, you dropped Gang Music 3. You was the hardest nigga in the hood. What is all this about? We don't know if we can support this. You know, we don't want to look like a certain, we associated with a certain thing, and we're trying to do this. Well, you know, that's why I'm a independent, unsigned solo artist. You know, and that's cool if we collaborate and you support. But at the same time, I have to give my people other things to think about, other than what you're thinking about. I have to give their mind a breather sometimes and say, hey, it's not all about the lyrics. Why don't you listen to the vibes of these vibratas of these voices, these young black men under 30 years old who are regular everyday people. They're not trying to really make it big, but I help in supporting their names and their talent and showing them also, hey, this stuff is possible, bro. You know, the cover, the graphics, the, you know, the shout out to Twin Productions shooting everything to me. You know, they know that everybody's not a millionaire. People help, and when you're willing to help, then you see the benefit of that. A lot of the proceeds from this album will be going to books, and not books you can just go get out the library. I'm talking about the books they want to keep away from you, and that's going to the instrument of teaching. So you really helping, when you buying this product, it's recirculating, and really you just think you're buying a product that's good music, but you're really helping kids, you're helping independent artists, you're helping a lot of different individuals at the same time. I'm not going to promote that because I don't want it to seem like, hey, he's throwing a charity case, he's trying to get money. I just let you know it's good music. Buy it. Change your mind, your thought process.
Once you change your thought process, once you change your mind and your heart and your thought process, you get better. Like, your desires become different. And, you know, I feel a lot better knowing that the proceeds are going to, you know, books to educate the people. And, you know, and even what you're saying, like, well, what is this? You know, we don't want to be seen as soft, or we're trying to put on this gangster image and all this mess. I mean, that's bullwash. That's sad.com. You know what I'm saying? Would you prefer to be looked at as ignorant, intelligent, unintelligent, disrespectful? You know what I'm saying? That's how you want to be looked at? You can weep. Listen, I'm going to fight for the rights of kids, women, equality. I'm going to fight for that. I am your ally. So know that Diva is not going to support you. I'm more supporting husbands and men and women being husbands and wives, not baby mamas and baby daddies. I'm more supporting for you to know your heritage and your history, where you come from, that you come from great inventors. Stop looking around. And how disrespectful was it? And yes, Diva is going to put this out here. Hold on, let me get this drop out, because I'm going to need this drop for what I'm about to say. Y'all know I'm about to go as dope as music and say hamburger. It's about to go down. Lil Wayne. Peace, King. In a record, he stated, and let me see if I can go on my Facebook and get it, because this is very, very disrespectful, not to music, not only to music, but to Emmett Till. Lil Wayne had the audacity to get on a record and say he beat the P-U-S-S-Y up like Emmett Till. And here's the drop. Where is it? There it is.
What did you say, nigga?
Yes. Yes, he did. He said, I beat the P-U-S-S-Y up like Emmett Till. How disrespectful. And also, shout out to Emmett Till's family for immediately responding to this hot mess. Because it was like, hold on, that was very disrespectful. First of all, how could you relate the wound which produces birth, Mother Earth's wound that brings life into this world and compare it to you damaging it and the damage that happened to Emmett Till? Emmett Till was 14 years old when he was murdered. And he was beaten, he was shot in the head, and he was tied to a big boulder and thrown in the river because he was accused. He was supposedly had whistled at a white woman. That was back when slavery was hard.
Mm-hmm.
So now you would say on the track, I will beat it up like Emmett Till. That's that.com. What can you guys say you want to say?
Yeah, I got a song right here, people.
What is it for?
It's a song right here, guys. I'm wondering you are here.
Oh, honey, we don't listen to Lil Wayne. I can't believe that's in your iPad. Let me take this because I'm going
to
take it.
Mom, I wanted to show them what he's been saying on this.
No, we don't even give him airplay. We don't do that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Do me a favor and go delete that.
I don't know if I
can do that. High five. I got you. You want me to do it?
I'll
tell you now. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. It just slipped up in there on his iPod. Wait a minute. Let me ask you this question, Young King. Come here. What do you think about what you heard him say? It reminds you, ladies and gentlemen, he's 10 years old. This is Makai MCG, a.k.a. Makai the Great. I want you to speak into the mic and tell me what did you think about what you heard with that little song a little way.
Well, when he hit it like Emmett Till, that song, I think the first time he even said it, I knew it was wrong because actually, Lil Wayne, no respect, but he only made like one song that was emotional. I think the rest of your songs just had, you know, booties and just had, you know?
It's just not good, huh?
Yeah.
You can't relate to that?
No.
I know you can't because you a king. And it's great that you can't relate to that because that's how a real queen king do. Yes. Yes. I'm so proud of my young king. He said, I don't, all he talk about is booties. And he's 10 years old. And a 10-year-old noticed and he couldn't even get it out of his mouth. Like, I said, can you relate to that? And he said, no. So there you go. Big shout out to my kids.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
I love my life, man. That's why Diva plays nothing but the hottest and independent music. I got music by Dope. I got music by J. Real the Realist. I got music by Slay Stone. I got music by great artists. And if you missed the show, don't worry about it. You can go and archive it later at www.blogtalkradio.blogspot.com. Now, I do got another hot track that I'm going to play, and it's called Go Ahead, and it's by So Fast Music, and I like this song. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, Frontline Fridays. Let's do it.
Shout out to Joe Jackson. It's a party, y'all. Kinda like we's at Mardi Gras. Pour up a shot.
everyone having fun, so it's carnival. Whether in the hood or in the club, a good time here don't need no gun. A party of one, you can still have fun. Good hip hop, come and get you some. Get loose, obstacles to feel yourself. Leave your problems on the shelf, go like no one else. Party on deck, get your hands up, please. Girls, twerk that thing, put your hands on your knees. Brothers, have a blast, you definitely like me. Feel good music, that's how I do it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Grown folks clap, that's what I meant. Dreads on the head, go ahead and shake. Popping that thing, look at all them cakes. Your cup empty, let me get you a drink. Going until they shut it down. Be a fool with it, cause you know I'm a clown. No beef in here, just loving life. No cares anywhere, only for tonight. Pockets on full, so drinks on me. Girl, you look kinda young, let me see ID. On the poppin', looking good in that Gucci. It's almost done, cause it's almost one. Like a honey bun. I'm the party on Bacardi. Oh, the after party. That's where I'll be. Come enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me.
Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself with me. Yo, that's a hot little track right there. Big shout out to Soap for that one right there. I gotta give you all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. Bro, hey. Music, that's what I do, man. I like that. It got that West Coast swag when it first come on. Your lyric content was up. I'm liking it. J-Real, the real, give us some feedback on that, baby.
You know it's my favorite part, though.
What?
Shout out Joe Jackson. I must have found it. I dropped my phone when you said that. And it said, shout out Joe Jackson. Like, yeah, beat them kids to stardom. Like, but, man, I'm from South Central, Los Angeles. We do the hyphy thing. You know, it trickles down to us, you know, in the lower base. And I always like a good song, and that's why I say we need music to make us feel good, to make us feel good at them times that we need it, you know, and it's all ammunition, and I'm going to support it, and I like it. Shout out Joe Jackson.
When I made that song, you know, there's certain songs I make because I got kids, and I want my kids to be able to experience what we used to experience when we were kids, when our parents used to make us move all, roll the plastic out the living room, scoot all the furniture back, and then everybody dance and have fun. And then, you know, I was listening to, you know, of course I was listening to Michael Jackson 5, Enjoy Yourself. I said, you know what? I will make me a classic dance record. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm going to send this to Queen because she don't like this.
I love it when, and that's the fourth time that happened to me that somebody sent me music outside of what they usually do and say, you know what, this right here, this one go to Queen. And ladies, that show you when you hold a standard and when you have morals, people, when they make something that has standards and morals, the first person they think about is you. Ain't that nice? That is some nice stuff. I mean, and it's just great because, you know, my team and my family and my kings and queens, they know what I'm going to accept. They know who I am. And I be bold with it from the gate. I don't fake it. Ain't no need for me to Remy track with you. Mm-mm. Ain't no need for me to front lace nothing with you. I'm going to tell you from the beginning, this is where I'm at. It's either you going to love it or hate it. And if you hate it, you're going to love it later. Don't worry about it. I know.
Hey, it's like that. It's like that R&S. You're the only person that got that song because I know you would appreciate it. Like, and that's the thing when it comes to being an artist. I can't send the stuff that I would send to you to other radio because they're not going to appreciate it. They're just going to listen to it and be like, oh, it don't have a catchy beat or it don't have a catchy hook. But you'll listen to the words. You'll understand the meaning, the pain, the struggle behind the art. And that's why I send that to you. And, you know, shout out to, I'm going to say this on the air, shout out to my queen because out of the blue, one day she just called me and said, hey, Dope, I just called to tell you I love you and I'm praying for you. And if that did not make my day, because we, a lot of times, we don't do that. I ain't with you. I'm saying, but a lot of people don't do it because they're not real like that. You know, I love you, queen.
Well, I love you too, man. I love all of y'all with God's love. It's a difference between earthly love and God's love. I love you with God's love, and I'm just glad that Father God, the Most High, moved me to call you and say that. You know, you just don't have to call somebody to just want something from them or just to, you know, I just felt the need to do it. I didn't even know what happened in the situation, you know, earlier that week, but, you know, the Lord moved me to do so. And I wrote down my list of people that I'm going to be calling from now on, you know, on a daily, and just to say that to y'all, because a lot of times y'all don't get, you know, encouragement and love how y'all supposed to. You know, nobody actually says, I appreciate you, or says, I'm praying for you, and I want what's best for you. You know, and a lot of people don't get that, and I just want to be sometimes that light in a very dark space, in a very dark world, and if that, I'm just glad to hear that it touched you in a real way, because I'm a real person. I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. I'm forgetting my train of thought, but I want to leave on the show. I'm doing an hour show tonight, you guys, because, of course, I want to get to my missionaries, but I do want to listen to Jay Rinnerilla's new cut. I'm glad I downloaded it. I see it in front of me, like, open me, open me, open me. It's calling me. So I want to just give a big shout-out to everybody that tuned in to the show tonight. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B, and make sure you go download us, our free amp, on your Google Playbook. Download TuneIn Radio and make Diva Spot Radio your presence and make Phenomenal Radio your presence as well, you guys. I'm going to get out here with this hot track, Freedom. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go. Throwback.
We will not bow down to our racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm going to
soul. Oh.